We are so glad you're with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Elissa Walker Campbell. We are inside the Quicken Loans studios, and of course, joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line is Victor Villalba, the Dallas Mavericks Spanish play-by-play radio announcer, talking about the Dallas Mavericks as we zero in on the Western Conference. And it really has been, Victor, it's been a brutal schedule throughout the month of January for the Mavs. I mean, they face Cleveland, Oklahoma City, Chicago, Golden State. I have to wonder, what will be the dividends from all of this as far as, like, will this take the Mavericks to the next level? Because you learn about yourself a lot when you're playing against some of the premier competition in the league.
Yeah, and one of the things of January is, if you look at the schedule, I mean, there were 18 games in January. That's a ton of games. And, you know, the word that comes to mind as you were describing the situation of the Mavericks right now is pounce. You know, they have to be ready to pounce when March and April comes around, because that's when you're trying to peak. And you know, really, in essence, you know, by and large, people are not really expecting the Mavericks to do much in the playoffs. And that's where the word pounce comes on, where they can really surprise people. But because they're all, you know, they're peaking at the right time. I mean, Wesley Matthews, for example, is not just playing outstanding defense and really making things happen on the defensive side, but then also he's scoring, he's attacking the boards. And that's one of the things also that the Dallas Mavericks really need to do on a consistent basis. They need to attack the boards, and they really desperately need Devin Harris back. I mean, J.J. Barea can attack the boards as much as you want, and he can really be that destabilizer when it comes to going into the paint and finding himself under the boards and using the board to score. But the fact is that you're not going to see that very often. And if teams really prepare for that, where they're not surprised by it, well, then that really goes away. But a guy like Devin Harris, I mean, he really, that's his bread and butter. And that's one of the guys that the Mavericks really need to have back. And that's one of the guys that can really allow them to peak when they get into the playoffs, hopefully as a fifth or, you know, as a fourth or fifth seed, why not? But probably fifth or sixth is going to be what's going to happen.
The Dallas Mavericks with 26 wins on the season. Of course, they are at home tonight at the AAC. They host the Brooklyn Nets. And got to talk to you about the head coach in Rick Carlisle. In my opinion, perhaps with the NBA Coach of the Year, because he's just done a remarkable job. My question to you, Victor, is how has he been able to find success with such a diverse group of players and bringing them together? You mentioned, you know, Deron Williams, but even Mesri, this new guy on the block. I mean, I love him.
Yeah, and you know, it's been interesting, Larko, because every year it seems like the last few years he's had a new group of guys that he's had to put together, and emphasizing defense at the very beginning of every single season. I mean, when you go to the media day and the guys are milling around and they're getting their pictures taken and they're doing the, you know, the videos and the sessions and whatnot, and there's the press conference where, you know, Dirk will speak and Deron Williams obviously spoke this year, and Coach Carlisle, I mean, every year it's one of the determinants is that we're gonna try to play defense, we're gonna try to do this, and we're gonna try to do that. And the fact is that, you know, we're at this point now where you look at a Maverick team giving up over 100 points, and where is that defensive discipline? And why is it that somebody so determined to play defense year after year cannot seem to consolidate that particular philosophy with his team, knowing that Rick Carlisle is one of those great minds, you know, as he would probably say, one of those groovy minds of NBA that that really know how to get to guys.
Yeah.
And it just seems that somehow they just can't be determined when it comes to playing defense. And it's not because they're not trying. I mean, when you see Dirk standing in front of somebody, waving his right hand in front of someone's face, and all of a sudden there's 1-2 and they're right by him. I mean, it's not because he's not trying. It's just that something is going on there from a fundamental standpoint that they just can't seem to knuckle down on defense. I mean, there's no doubt they can score, but, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's like in soccer, to win, you have to score more goals than your opponent. Well, obviously, yeah, duh. And in basketball, you have to score more, but also you have to have a determination not to be scored upon and get those stops towards the end of the game, because when you're closing games in basketball, yep, it's because you're getting stops. And also, you're being able to, you're being able to take advantage of that stop to score points on the other end. So those situations are a situation that that Rick Carlisle just can't seem to get on the defensive end.
They've got to be able to execute on the defensive end. Let's talk about players that have exceeded expectations. Zaza Pachulia, did you know that he was going to fit in so seamlessly into Coach Carlisle's system? I know that he's been out with that right leg injury. He's been a double-double machine. He's had 20 double-doubles this year.
Yeah, and Dirk is fond to say that the Mavericks got him for a cooler full of a sports drink. But the fact is that nobody was really sure what Zaza Pachulia was going to bring. And I'll tell you, one of the things that he has brought is consistency in his particular play. Now, there's moments when he has disappeared, when offensively he hasn't been double digits guy with 12, 14 points that are very valuable for a team has a guy that can pull down double digit rebounds. But certainly, when you're talking about 20 double doubles, not everybody gets that done. But also, it's one of those things that he has been just one of those guys that has fortified a locker room from the standpoint of just his calm, his demeanor, the way he goes about his business, the way he goes about speaking to the media. He's not here, there, and where is he now? He's just very, very consistent as a person. And that's something that you need when it comes to, the guy in the middle. You need somebody who's going to demonstrate that, hey, I'm here. I'm not going anywhere, and I know what I need to do, and I know exactly who I am from the standpoint of, don't expect the 30-20 from me. Expect, my double-double, and expect me to be there when we really need that run at the end of the game.
Yeah, you got to love the depth that the Mavericks have when healthy at the center position. My final question for you is, talk to me about and just give us your evaluation of Chandler Parsons' season. Obviously, he had overcome this injury, but he has shown consistency on the offensive end. 26 against Oklahoma City, 30 against Minnesota, 17 against the Lakers. Where do you see his game at this point in the season?
Well, the minute restriction is something that frustrated him and frustrated fans and probably frustrated, even Rick Carlisle, but it was something that needed to be done from the standpoint that, he had a very serious surgery. That microfracture thing is a very serious thing. It occurs in all different sports, and it's one of those things that imagine this, they have to refracture you to put you back together. And it's one of those things that, it can be very difficult to overcome. Some athletes don't ever overcome it, but certainly at the beginning of the season, Wesley Matthews was a question mark, Darren Williams was a question mark, and of course Chandler Parsons was a question mark. Now Chandler Parsons certainly has a big commitment. He's carrying the world on his shoulders just like Atlas does, from the standpoint that, he's expected to do a lot more from where he has shown so far. And he's had some pretty good games recently, yes. But the fact is that you're not really sure exactly what he's going to give you day in and day out.
The great Victor Villalba has been with us tonight on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. Of course, the Dallas Mavericks Spanish Radio Play-by-Play. Thanks so much for joining us tonight, Victor.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for the invitation, and a big salutation to all your loyal listeners.
Much more straight ahead tonight, right here at YSR.